This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. I hate sticky. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in. I always appreciate the time. Appreciate, God, I'm going to learn how to speak English one of these days. I may take an English class. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just get involved in the conversation. Head up to the store. Actually, I was talking to somebody over the last 2 days about offering some new and different T-shirts in that store. I think it'd be a good thing. I think it'd be a lot of fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get into this, You really got to give some thought to helping some of you conservative commentators. I've got a lot of friends in the business, obviously. And a lot of them right now are kind of, you know, hurting because of how we've been stifled by the online social media outlets. We do make money from those things. And you heard again that, you know, Facebook is going through and pulling more sites down, more pages and groups and what have you down. And if you believe they're doing it for all the right reasons, then, listen, I got some real estate you should buy from me, sight unseen. But, I mean, you know, check it out. Find out who's losing what, where, and how. You know, Twitter has done us a disservice. You know, we've had a lot of issues on social media. Probably, man, for quite some time. Right? I mean,
2 years.
Huh?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years from when we really started going hot and heavy on Facebook, and they started pulling us down in the middle of a show. It would just stop because they didn't like the content. I just love it. So the way you help us out, including myself, cut us a check. Donate. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, I'm not begging for money here. I'm just telling you there are ways you can help out the show. And that's one of them. So Schumer suggests that Kavanaugh is lying about the time and his time in the White House, and that he would overturn abortion rights. But isn't that rich? Schumer accusing somebody else of lying? Does anybody get a little tickle? Remember Chris Matthews got a, what did he get? He got a tingle up his spine when Obama got elected? I get a shiver up my spine when this guy talks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer suggested Tuesday that the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh had misled him during their hour-and-a-half one-on-one meeting at the Capitol. He claimed that Kavanaugh had failed to offer assurances that abortion rights would not be overturned if he's confirmed. Now, what I think is really funny is that how many people has Kavanaugh met with? And apparently the only one he lied to was Schumer. The only one who was sleeping during the interview was Schumer. Schumer's broadsides were a preview of what's going to come as attacks from other Democrat senators, I'm sure, right? Come on, they do. They get on the same page. They attack the same way. They use the same talking points. And that's when you always know, you know that's what's happening. When they're out against somebody and you see them on different media outlets all over the place, and they're using the same terminologies, the same verbiage, the same little buzzwords, you know where that's coming from. The judge either wouldn't answer or couldn't remember key moments of his tenure. He acknowledged being part of the White House's response to Enron case, but wouldn't provide any details about what he did. His lack of recollection on almost everything didn't ring true, Schumer said. It's funny, you know what it is? I'd rather have somebody not be able to remember than to be caught in as many lies as Schumer's been caught in. I mean, think about the things that, you know, immigration, the wall, all that. They were all for that a decade ago. We had to have that. We're a country of a rule of laws. We have to follow law. We have to strengthen our borders. And all that's gone now, and he'll tell you he never said it. Even though he can look at a video on the internet, many, that show him saying it. That's the delusional part. That's the part that scares me the most. The top Senate Democrat went to criticize Kavanaugh's answer to his questions on abortion rights, a key issue for my... You know, it's really funny, because the only thing is... Did you know? I didn't know. I wasn't aware. That the only thing that the Supreme Court rules on is abortion. That seems to be the only case that comes up in front of them. He said, I asked Judge Kavanaugh the appropriate question. I asked him if he agreed that Roe versus Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood were correctly decided. He would not say yes. He said that should send shivers down the spine of any American who believes in reproductive freedom. I love that word. Reproductive freedom. Would that be the freedom of the reproductive system to do what it was designed to do? Probably not. He's not giving any reassurance that the believed Roe or Casey were correctly decided or should be left alone. I mean, this Casey decision further clarified the right to an abortion. Right? So, why is it it's okay for them to continually attack the Second Amendment? Talk about being set in stone. Unlike these other laws, unlike being, you know, being set in stone, when you're an amendment or the Constitution itself, you are technically set in stone. And it takes two-thirds of the states to overturn that stone. Not like a simple law. Judge Kavanaugh has spent the special obligation to make his views on the topic clear, Schumer said. What's really funny is if you remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg wouldn't comment on any of these old cases and how they were arrived at. Because she couldn't get in the heads of the justices at the time, so she was going to presume. No other president has nominated someone to the Supreme Court after saying, I will only nominate someone who overturns Roe versus Wade. Okay? Does he know that there's other justices that they need more votes? Not one guy doing all the work? Just ask him. Joe Mazzini, host. Don't go far. Listen in Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. I had a little play out, did you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. No, that's no laughing matter. Really, seriously. We shouldn't be afraid to be patriots. We shouldn't be afraid to be patriotic. And for you yippy hippies out there who think it's okay to burn the flag, step on the flag, kneel on the flag, do whatever. You know what? You have the legal right to do it. Yes. But should you do it? No. If you really, really believe, if you really understand what the flag stands for, no. You shouldn't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Chuckie Schumer and how he feels about Judge Kavanaugh and the stories that he's making up about Judge Kavanaugh. I love this guy. He is not going to vote for somebody who will overturn Roe versus Wade because, you know, it's already settled science. Not settled science, it's settled law. Was it the Second Amendment settled law, too? See, if you go after what they call reproductive rights, which is not true at all, if you go after the legal right to take a life that can't protect itself, right, then you hate women. But when you go after the legal right for people to carry guns, or you try to protect the right for people to carry guns, then you hate people. I mean, you can't win with these guys. He's upset. Schumer's upset because Trump says that during the campaign that he would only nominate judges that would overturn Roe versus Wade. But again, you know, you got other judges on the board too, on the panel, on the court, excuse me. And you need more than one person. It's really that simple. Now, on Tuesday, early in the morning, Kavanaugh told Senator Susan Collins, a moderate Maine Republican, that Roe versus Wade was settled law. Schumer had played down that comment, saying more is needed to be known about his views on abortion. That's right. We should spend hours, days, weeks, millennials trying to find out how he really feels about abortion. Because, again, as I said before, the only thing we ever talk about, the only thing that's important is how they stand on abortion. And then I'm sure number two is women's rights, and number three is going to be illegal immigration. Because nothing else matters. Schumer told reporters, of course we know Roe is settled law. We need to know if the Judge Kavanaugh believes it was correctly decided. I think it was decided based on lies. I don't think it was. Even the defendant said that they were coerced, and they were coaxed, and given the words to say. And that they weren't true. Now, can you imagine anything else happening if it had the other shoes on? If it was a Republican and Democrat, and it was switched around, and they found out that the verdict came through, the ruling came through, based on lies, they'd still be screaming about it. Look, you have a duly and honestly elected president, and they still won't let it go. They still want it overturned. McCaskill said that she talked to Kavanaugh on Tuesday about his views on ensuring that Missouri residents retained access to health care. She says they also talked about his view on removing dark money from politics and guaranteeing powerful corporation interests don't prevail over individual Americans. Now, you know, he's making the rounds. He's talking to as many senators and what have you as he can. And the funny thing was, at one point, they loved this guy. They thought this guy was God's gift to the court. That's because he wasn't going to the Supreme Court. It was no big deal. Really. And again, it only goes to show. They're not really willing. They're not really interested in talking about the realities, you know, of lawmaking, the realities. It's all about being a Democrat or Republican. Now, you know how I love to move through stories sometimes. I know that makes producer Tammy very happy. But millennials, you know, I always make fun of them. I am sorry. I'm sure there's good ones out there. I just haven't really had long conversations with any of them. But, you know, to show you that the effect that Cuomo and others are having on young people, who really can't tell you why they believe what they believe, it's just that they believe it. Millennials now say that America really was never great. And now, and it's even kind of heightened a little bit, risen a little bit after Governor Cuomo found himself in hot water after claiming that the Make America Great slogan wasn't any good because America was never great to begin with. So campus reform went out because they wanted to know what young people or young Americans thought of these comments. And of all places, which I get the biggest kick out of, they go over to Georgetown University. Those people, yeah, we'll just say they're problematic. How's that? At best. And he went over to Georgetown University, and he asked a bunch of young people how they felt about this. Did they feel like America was great? And you can only imagine the answer. Well, maybe you can't imagine the answers. I don't know. But let's see. Come on. Give me something to talk about here. All right. Take off. From Campus Reform.
This week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo stirred up controversy by saying America has never been great. What do young people think about that claim? Let's find out. Governor Cuomo came out here in New York at an event and said that the slogan Make America Great Again is flawed because it implies America was great at some point. So we've been asking people their take. Do you think America has ever been truly great?
I don't believe America has been great for all folks ever, even today. I would have to agree with Governor Cuomo.
Can you point to a time, or do you think there was a time when America was great?
I mean, not particularly.
The idea that there was a once great America is, you know, pointing towards this false sense of nationalism that, you know, what he's talking about, white America, you know, it's not great.
I think
I'll tell you what I love about this. I want you to think about something. They're on a college campus, right? In America, that's right. That place is not great. They're in a college campus in America. They're saying things against the government, against the country as a whole. Now, some of them are taking advantage of grants. They're getting money from that ungreat country, that ungreat government, if you would, from the ungreat people who are funding their ability to go to college. What they don't realize is that in some countries, if they had done the exact same thing, if they had talked about the country not being great, not being good, leadership being bad, you would have heard a gunshot and it would have hit the ground.
It has been great for straight white men for a very long time.
Do you think that there is a time you can point to?
Oh, there it is. You know, straight. It's all about straight white men. How about just men, period? How about just people, period? Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, seriously.
Do where America was great.
I don't know. Honestly.
Huh? America. What's America?
I mean, seriously.
We'll play that on the way back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live.
Not great.
Always, shut up. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial fraud charges, with the jury deadlocked on 10 other counts. Manafort is facing considerable jail time. If he had been convicted on all 18 counts, he faced 305 years in prison. A lot of the counts are up to 30 years in prison, so he is still facing a possible long jail sentence. Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to 8 counts as part of a deal made to prosecutors. Cohen admitted paying hush money at the direction of a candidate for federal office. He described how he violated campaign finance laws 2 ways, one of those involving the Karen McDougal payment, and the other was the Stormy Daniels payment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. And find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Come down and remember. All right, somebody's going to teach me how to do, what's the bubble guy?
Lawrence Welk.
I need to learn how to do a Lawrence Welk impersonation, because I think it would be perfect for that. Right? Round and round the lights go. No. I'll figure it out. It'll be funny, I promise. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Send me an email like you do, joe@therealside.com. Look, if you head up to the website, or to Apple, or to, what's that other thing, Android, we have an Apple and an Android app. There's a lot we do up there on the website. And if you pull the app down, you can listen on your phone, which is a real pain, but you know for anybody really, you guys know that you can listen on your phone, you listen on the app, but it also has our stories up there. It has the stories that we're doing tonight or doing at the time, and you can watch live, you can listen live, there's a live chat room going on even on your little phone. And there's a button, you can either send me an email or a button where you can actually call the show right from your phone without hearing the phone number. But in case you missed it, 855 real joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But then you can also give me your email address. Look, I want to get back to this because I was enjoying this. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I was enjoying it. Campus Reform, who we love here, was out on, you know, at George Washington University and asking the young people if they still thought that America was great. And to show you that the loons have had an effect, to show you what happens when we are not there for balance at the colleges, at the schools, and other places. Mm-hmm. When I say we, I mean real conservatives. This is what you get. This is what you hear. This is what they think. Really that simple.
Hey, but, like, there was definitely some progress. And I think we're just going through aggression now.
It was never really great, but we do, like, great things sometimes.
Like, we do? We do some great things. Listen, young man, you need to pay attention. We do great things all the time. We feed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across the planet. We bring medical supplies to places that have been devastated by natural disasters. Who else does that? We bomb countries that are out of control, that are killing people like crazy. And what do? We go back and bring the medication and rebuild them and give them money to get started again. Really? Yeah, we're terrible.
Times like we fix a lot of problems, but it's never just been wholly great.
Was American exceptionalism taught in the classroom, or do you know what that is?
No. No, it was not. No, I do not.
Okay. And is that a phrase that you're familiar with?
I've never heard it before.
Okay.
I personally wasn't taught American exceptionalism because I went to a very forward-thinking liberal school here in the city.
I don't think I've heard that term before in class.
Were your professors and your teachers teaching you the idea that America was great and was the best, or was it kind of the opposite?
It's kind of the opposite. All of my history teachers have, ignored the fact that they're not supposed to, put their, political views.
Right, so you're hearing firsthand from college students that, and they're telling you, isn't that great? They're telling you the truth, that they were never taught that America was great, that the liberal professors weren't going to tell them. There is no way that the liberal professor was going to tell them that America was great. Not interested. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you've heard me say it a million times, I wish you conservatives would step up. You educators, you professors, your professores, step up and get involved. Get involved at the education level. High schools, junior high schools, elementary schools. And don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about the don't worry about what they think. And when it comes to being in college, a college professor, you need to be tough. And you need to give these young people, stop complaining about them and give them a shot. Give them a chance.
Views on us that they have.
My view of America in school was that it is the greatest thing ever, and then once I went to college and learned about other nations, you kind of learn from a different perspective.
So our history, let's see, we go from sort of a native genocide to slavery to slavery by a different name to slavery by a different name again.
It's like different ways to learn how bad America was and how terrible we are. Come on, give me a break, will you? And I bet you it's balanced off by all the wonderful things we've done, all the lives that we've saved, the tens of thousands of lives, millions of lives. And then turn around and look at World War II. Look what happened in Germany. You know, I always joke. I mean, they had to come to us, the little fledgling, little baby country of the United States, to come save Europe's butt on several occasions. What was that all about?
We've never been a truly, truly able to practice what we preach. It's all non-existent fantasy that we're trying to achieve. And what makes America great is the...
Okay. I don't have a college degree, okay? But is it kind of a non-existent fantasy? Isn't that kind of mean the same thing? I'm no expert with the English language. Everybody knows that. If you've read anything I've written, you know that. But to say that's like a double negative, right? A non-existent fantasy means it's real. At least that's what I think. But what do I know?
You know, it's the melting pot culture. It's the fact that we come from so many different pieces and places, and we're just a conglomerate of things.
Do you think America was ever great to start with?
I do.
Got it.
Yes.
And what time in our history would you point to as America having been great?
See, this is one of those times. I say to you guys all the time, don't answer the question, just answer the question. To make people think that you have a brain, don't do that. You make the rest of us look like moronis. It would have been okay to say, look, I think America's been a great country. I think there's been a lot of things in the past, including, helping out after World War II, clean up the mess, whatever. But I really don't have all the, I just know and I believe in my heart that America's been good. That's a whole different animal. Then, yes, it has been, but I couldn't tell you when. I don't know anything about when or how.
It's always been great.
I just find that amazing. And these are college kids. These are kids that are out there being informed, instructed by the professors, the communist professors. Oh, God bless. This is why we've been around and around and around and around on this a million times. I keep telling you, you got to be involved in kids' education. I don't care if they're at school, a high school, a junior high school, collage, what I call collage-y, I mean, seriously. Pay attention to what they're learning. What are they doing? What are they being taught? Otherwise, they get this stuff in their head. They can't get out, and you're stuck with it. You're stuck with them, and you're stuck with it. So, let me see. When asked whether there was ever a time in American history where we were great, the majority of the people made it clear that they were siding with Governor Cuomo. No. Yeah, and when you ask them what's wrong, why it's bad, what's terrible about the country, it's always the same answers. It always comes back to slavery and those kind of things. Well, then they must think that England is a bad, terrible country. They must believe that, you know, Africa's got to be bad. They're the ones that sold us as slaves. They're the ones that rounded them up and brought them here and other places. They're not being taught right. That's really what it boils down to. They're just not being taught right. So for those of you who are listening and you have kids, you have grandkids, you have nieces and nephews, fix it. Get engaged, get involved, and fix it. Make it right. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you send me information, too. That's really cool. Hey, Jeff Flake's at it again, by the way. Remember him? He's the senator from Arizona. Now, Jeff has decided there needs to be, what was he calling this? He wants to amend the rules of some funding to include robots. Right? The robots have started to appear in bars and other places, or robotics. We're not talking about R2-D2 here. You know what I'm talking about. Right? Or what's the other one? C-3PO? Yeah, come on, I got my Star Wars people all excited. Right, these robotic arms have the ability to, shake and stir and put stuff in your drinks. And now he's talking about an amendment to a bill that would actually charge a tax on that. I mean, think about that. Right? And not just charge a tax on it, but he also wants to fund these things. He wants to put money into them. Why? To take jobs away from people? Come on, Flake. Stop being a flake. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. These people are amazing. You young people are just amazing. You let anything get you riled up and you start doing some really crazy stuff. I'm watching over my shoulder, as you see, at some of the things that are going on in southern states and other places where these kids are just, ripping out statues and paintings and flags and, because of what they meant. When are they going to start ripping down the Democratic Party? When are they going to start doing the history and see what the Democrats have done as far as slavery goes and that kind of thing? See, I I'm only saying that because it's almost like the far left will always talk about how bad the Republicans are, how much they hate blacks and love slavery and all this other stuff, but in reality it was the Democrats who started it. How we have to get rid of every remembrance of slavery, every remembrance of anything that was done wrong in this country to another group, Go back and do your history. If that's the case, if we have to get rid of, just being ridiculous, obviously, if we have to get rid of every semblance of anything that has to do with the negative history of our country, then you need to shut down the Democratic Party. Look at its history. Are there good Democrats? Of course there's good Democrats. Of course the whole party isn't Andrew Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what I'm saying, then, man, don't tell anybody you're a Dem. Go look it up. Learn your history. And I'll show you what a bunch of nuts some Dems can be. California, again, if you want to see how the rest of the country would be, what it would be like if it was run by Democrats, just look at California and Chicago City proper. That's what it looks like. They'll sacrifice the kids, they'll sacrifice the community because they hate a Republican so much or hate Trump so much. The California State Assembly passed SB 10, the Hertzenberg bill, which would create a risk assessment-based model for pretrial release to replace the current system. In other words, bail won't be set for most prisoners, for most people who commit crimes, because it's too hard for them to raise the bail. I want you to think about that. See, the whole idea is to make it, for those of you who, as Nancy Pelosi would call you, you low IQ voters. Not me, that's your goddess queen. You know, the idea behind, I'm trying to figure out, the idea behind this bail, right, is to make sure that people who are at risk can't get out of jail. Because you can't just keep people in jail for forever and ever and ever on end. You have to give them the ability to get their stuff together so they can fight it in court and that kind of thing. And that's kind of what bail is. They figure you'll come back for the money. Right? I mean, if you steal a car and you have $50,000 bail, you chances are good you're going to come back. But if you have no bail, if he writes you a ticket and hands it to you and says, now you'll have to be in court on Tuesday to answer for the facts as to why you stole this car, you'll never see them again. You know, we all know this. So the California Assembly took the first steps in creating a just and fair pretrial release process by passing SB 10. As a joint author of this legislation, the writer says, I'm not going to give any kudos at all. I don't even want to have any credit. I know that's the beginning of a long journey to bring equity to our criminal justice system. Bail doesn't bring equity to our criminal justice system. Making sure that people get the same time for doing the same thing brings equity. It's funny how mad they are about this. About how they think that the black community and the white community and all that, you know, there's a disparage between the two. I get a kick out of this. And yet, is it Manafort? Who may get like 300 years for what he did when the average time served is 1.5 years. And it's all because he worked for Trump. Right? And they want to get something out of him. They want to squeeze him for something. I can see them all sitting in the room when they first got this going, okay, what can we get on who to get something on Trump? Who do we have that's just shady enough that we know we can find something on and start lining up the indictments to see what we get? If you want to see how they operate, you really do, go back and look at the mob files as to how they nailed the mafia. How they nailed them through informants. How they got, you know, charge after charge after charge against some of these guys. Told them we're going to do life in prison and got them to turn on their bosses. There's no different here. The assemblyman goes on to say that this piece of legislation ends the unfair and unjust system that hurts so many residents of our great state. Now the legislature of the largest majority-minority state has shown that we will not stand by as our constituents are forced to participate in a system that rewards how much is in their bank. It's not what it does. It's to make sure you come back. You know, that whole personal recognizance thing works out so well now, doesn't it? When 92% of the people that come over the border illegally are given, you know, the catch and release slips where they have to come back to meet with a judge, and 92% of them don't show up. Could that not be an example of how this won't work either? I'm just asking. I'm no brain surgeon here. I'm not educated enough to figure it out on my own. Anyway, they're all excited about this. They think this is just beautiful and wonderful and real, and it's going to work, and it's not going to work. Like most of everything else they do, it's just not going to work. That's the one thing about the California state legislature. They have their feel-good legislators. Anytime you know, they think it's the right thing to do, it feels good. A mom or somebody or an uncle or an aunt is standing in front of them crying about how bad it is for their son or daughter. They don't look at what really happened. Right? They don't care. As I've always said, it's not the truth they're interested in. It's what suits them. It's what makes them feel better. You know, this state just gets better and better and better, doesn't it? And, you know, again, with the sex ed bills that are passed here in California, it just it never really, I don't know how to say it. It just never ends. It's almost like the Dems are all over Kavanaugh because the only thing that the Supreme Court ever rules on is Roe versus Wade. That seems to be the abortion issue is the only issue the Supreme Court tackles. In California, the only issues that seem to matter, the only issues that the legislators ever really deal with, seems to be sexual orientation. That's it. Gay, lesbian, transgender issues are the only thing that seem to make it through the California legislature. Legislature. And they passed a bill just the other day that heads for the governor's desk, right? It's from Assemblywoman Weber. And it would mandate that charter schools come into compliance with the controversial California Healthy Youth Act, which is a misnomer. It really is not a real title. They do this to make you feel bad if you try to say anything negative. California Healthy Youth Act mandates a curriculum use must meet the following criteria for sex education. It must teach about gender expression, gender identity, and explore the harm of negative gender stereotypes. Which I'd like to know what that means. What's a negative gender stereotype? Absence-only instruction is not permitted. So you can't even mention, now think of this as a Christian parent, you can't even mention that the really only true way to stay sexually pure, not get pregnant. Nobody has ever gotten pregnant by not having sex, at least last I checked. So you can't even say that the only true way not to get pregnant, not to transmit sexual diseases, is abstinence only. Now, if that isn't the government telling you what to do, telling you what you can teach or tell your kids, I don't know what it is. You may not promote religious doctrine. Well, they already don't do that in school. Sexual health education must respect the address, the needs of the students of all genders and sexual orientation. Back to orientation again, right? Out of these four things, we've had two of them so far. There's four items total, but two of them so far are all about sexual orientation. Number four, ready for this? Instruction must affirmatively recognize different sexual orientations and be inclusive of same-sex relationships when providing examples of couples or relationships. The problem is I've seen some of the, I will say literature, I've seen some of the curriculum. It is 85% same, from what I've seen, same-sex couples, which is not, it is not representative of the community as a whole. Shouldn't it be representative as the whole community? Don't you think? I'm just saying that fair is fair. This is a huge expansion for California. And it's sad that it's the only thing that they seem to want to work on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more for those of you staying with us. We got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.